I'm gonna be coming from Psalm 139. And I want y'all to hold on to your seat. So we're gonna talk about David a little bit. Or should let the word for them, please, if any out there. David is the shepherd boy. I'm going somewhere with this. I want y'all to pick it up. David was a young man after God's own heart. David, the one that slayed the giant, killed the bear and the lion. David asked the Lord. My sermon is, Lord, God knows everything that you do. Now, the King James said, O Lord, thou have searched me. But see, I'm coming from an NCV. It's the Lord, you have examined me. This morning, how many of you out there want the Lord to examine you?
Amen.
You got two. Search me and examine me.
Yes.
Now, how many of you out there want to be examined from the Lord?
Amen.
David began to talk to the Lord. He said, Lord, and know all about me.
Yes, sir.
Lord, you have examined me and know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know my thoughts before I think them. Think God knows everything what you're doing.
That's right.
He knows your thoughts. He knows your ways.
Yeah.
So God wants you to come to him today as openly as you can with an open heart. You know when I go where I lay down. You know things that I do. Yes, he do. I'm a God have all seen eye. He can see you, what you doing. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Lord, even before I say a word, you already know it. I can't say nothing without God but his word. If you know why, you already know it. I'm going somewhere. Y'all hold on for a week with me in a minute. You all around me, in the front of me, in the back of me, and you have put your hands on me. Yes, he had for David, he did. David could have been gone years ago, but God came for a purpose, to be example, like you and I today, to be example for the Lord. Your knowledge is your knowledge is amazing to me. My mind, even more than I can understand. He said, your knowledge, God's knowledge is more amazing to me. When God spoke things into existence in Genesis, that was his word. His knowledge, God's wisdom to speak things into existence. More than I can understand. I can't contain that. A little too much for my brain. I got a little small brain, so God got too much that for me for my brain. But where can I go to get away from you? Your spirit. So where can you go?
Nowhere.
God had a call on David's life like he got a call on your life.
Amen.
Whoever I'm talking to today, you cannot go where God can't see you. If God got a call in your life, you shall come to Lord. I said years ago, everybody needs a church home. If you don't have one, you need one.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I lay down in the grave, you are there.
Well,
if I rise with the sun in the east, and set in the west, beyond the sea. Even though you will guide me with your right hand, withhold me.
All right.
I can't say The darkness will hide me. The light around me turn into night. Mm-hmm. But even the darkness is not dark to you. Night as light as day. Mm-hmm. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made me whole being. You formed me in my mother's body.
Well,
yes, he did.
Well,
I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. Well, I'm going to repeat that again. I praise you because you made me on amazing and wonderful way. Mm-hmm. What you have done, wonderful. I know it very well. You saw my bones begin to form. As I took shape in my mother's womb, my mother's body, when I was put together there, you saw my body as it was formed. All days planned for me were written in your book. Before I was one day old, God, you thought and you perceived me. There are so many. If you could count them, they will be more than all the grains of sand.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
When I woke up, I am still with you. God, I wish you would kill the wicked and get from me your murderers. Now, David talking to the Lord about the situation. Okay, we're going over this. They say evil things about you, Lord. Your enemies use your name thoughtless. Lord, I hate them who hate you. I hate them who rise up against you. I feel only hate for them. They are my enemy. God, examine me and know my heart. And test me and know my eternity through. See if there's anybody thinking in me. Lead me on the road to everlasting life. When you go to the doctor, you go to the doctor for examination. God is that doctor.
Oh, yes.
When you come to him. I don't know how you're going to come to the Lord if you don't know him. Jesus said, order to come to God, you must come through him. If ain't another way, you're a thief and a robber. But when God examines one another, you out there, if you got any hang-ups, ask the Lord to examine you. If you adulterer, ask the Lord to examine you. If you a gossiper, ask the Lord to examine you. To take those things away from you. See, when I was sick, I couldn't get well. I had a stroke. I didn't know I was going to make it. But the doctor said, Mr. Bowles, I got something to tell you. The money we give you may heal you or kill you. I said, doctor, I'm in God's hand. And God's going to use your hand. So God used him to keep me straight now. I'm a little shaky here, but God is.
Well,
God is.
God is.
Is my keeper.
Yes.
Won't the Lord keep you?
Yes.
Day and night.
Yes.
All night long.
Yes.
He watches over you day and night.
Right.
He allowed the hurt and danger to come to you.
Well,
Lord, I thank you for my life, health, and strength. Do you give God thanks?
Thank you.
For your life, health, and strength.
Yes.
The Lord is a way maker for you.
Yeah.
They don't know way.
Uh-huh.
He's a good God.
Yeah.
Anyhow, how are you doing?
Yeah.
He's still there for you.
Yeah.
He keeps you. He keeps me day and night.
Uh-huh.
He keeps me when I'm on the road. He makes ways out of no way for us.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, God wants you to come to him.
Well.
Young folks, this is your time.
Well.
The devil trying to steal you.
Yeah.
Look around, what's all coming on.
Well,
our young women and young men dress any kind of way. Look at the commercials now. You know, I got a whole lot of strange stuff going on there.
Yeah.
When I was coming up, wasn't that no-no like on TV? That nonsense coming out. God got a job for you.
Well.
Young folks, prepare yourself. This is your time.
Well.
Like the pastor said, get out and vote. You want to go backwards? Vote for the other guy. If you want to go frontward,
yeah,
vote for the one going to make you bless. Get out and vote.
Yeah.
And tell somebody about Jesus.
Yeah.
He made a way for you.
Yeah.
Somehow he did. I was glad when he said to me, let's come into the house of the Lord. Are you glad to come in the house of the Lord?
Yeah.
I was thinking about the two thieves on the cross. One on the right and the one on the left. I know Jesus there. The ones that you, the Son of God, come down from yourself. Let me see, Lord, remember me when you go in your paradise. So Jesus already examined them two already. And he know the one on the other side, he ain't gonna no good. But the other one, he know he was some good.
That's right.
Lord, remember me. God is good. How many Lord does that mean? You got cancer? He can heal you.
Well,
any kind of disease that you got, God can heal you. That the Lord is in you tonight. You out there? Come to Jesus. The Lord wants to examine you. Your heart, he already knew. He got something for you. Young folks, this is your time. Don't let the devil steal what God got for you. It is for you. It is for you. Like Pastor Hagin said, we always give God thanks and praise for what he has done. Remember this. God knows everything about what you do. Tell God about it. Lord, I messed up yesterday. I need your help to get back on track. See, I was like that prodigal son. I roamed for a few years, didn't come home. But one day, I had to come back. Just like you. Today, I'm not going to stay long. Put your hand in God's hand.
Amen.
Without God, we can't make it. We got wars going on. The thing is the food shortage, inflation. We ain't got no inflation. People just want to jack the prices up. That's all they want to do. That's all they want. Ain't no inflation. I spend my money. I know can't be no inflation. But God want to examine you. Whatever that you're going through in life, let the Lord examine you. Otherwise, he's the doctor.
Yes.
He can fix your kidney, your heart, your mind, and your soul.
Yes.
Come and allow the Lord examine you. He did it for me. I know he'd do it for you.
Amen.
How many know the Lord is real? When we come in God's house, we should give God praise. Lord, I thank you for being so good to me. Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for lying me down last night, Father. See, God can examine you. You in a bad time. Sleeping at night. Who keep you? The man upstairs. Look around what's going on. People getting killed. All over the place. Us is killing one another. God don't want that. See, God want to examine your heart. He wants you to tell somebody about him, what he brought you from. If you was a drug dealer, he wants you to tell that drug dealer that God did it for me, or he could do it for you. Do you believe that this morning? I believe it myself. God is real. The it all down in my soul. So every now and then, I get a little shaky every now and then. I said, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord. I could have been dead and gone. 6 feet in my grave, but you kept me, Lord. You kept me. Hey, you can too. You can too. Come to Jesus. It's sad, y'all. He wants the young folks to tell the world about him. Tell your young friends. Tell your young neighbors. Y'all, Jesus is coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. Do you believe this morning? Give God some praise. I know the Lord is real. David said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he did for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for saving me. Oh, Lord. And one thing I know, David said, I look to the hills, which cometh my help. My help come from the Lord. My help come from God, not from man. God got the plan for you and I. Come to Jesus, just as you are. Oh, let the Lord examine you, examine your heart, examine your walk. Let the Lord use you any way you want to do. David's old tasting tea. That the Lord is good. Have anybody been tasting? Yeah. Have you been tasting? Yeah. Order for you to taste. You got to come to the table and be fed. You are there. You too. Bluetooth. Cash too. Wherever you want to be. The Lord wants you to come to him. It don't matter how you come, just come. Whatever going on in your life, come to the Lord. Mothers, teach your daughters. Fathers, teach your sons. That's what God wants to do. Look at our generation now. The Bible says this generation is off the chain. They're doing everything they want to do. They get the cell phone. Nobody pays attention what goes on. But the Lord wants you to come to him. Just as you are. God love you today. I'm a little lazy too. God love you. He wants to examine you. Whatever that you're going through, let the Lord fix it for you. The Lord, examine me like he examined David. David know that where he go at, no, you can't run from God. If God got a call on your life, you can't run. You can't hide. Heaven or hell, he's there. He's behind you, the front and the back. Come to Jesus. Just as you are. Let the Lord examine you. If the doctor can't do it, the doctor tell you sometimes, I can't do no good. But my Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. You got to come to him. But he is a rewarder to them who did seek him.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.